is Heroes from Islamic History with Brother Ahmed Al Mutawa. Just a few announcements. Come and explore some of the highlighted verses from the previous week's Quran recitation, its lessons, context, and how they pertain to our lives with Sheikh Shahid Ali every Wednesday. Also, every Monday and Wednesday at 4:45, OCS will be having their program on screen with Dean the Tiger and Noor Kids. Please make sure you register at ramadan.iasslcmasjid.org/kids. Join MRG every Friday for Get Caffeinated with Sheikh Shahid Ali as he interprets the lessons and stories of Surah Al-Kahf. ISOC will host its Ramadan fundraiser on Saturday, May 9th. That's this Saturday, with Imam Suhaib Webb, Dr. Siddiqui, and Imam Siraj Wahaj will join us online. So stay tuned for upcoming event details. Make sure you dress up and share your decorative family iftar pictures with us by putting the hashtag #MotherMasjid. Also, after the banquet, we'll have a Qiyam with MYG as well as other youth groups across the state. The Late Night Sheikh Show, What Really Matters, featuring guest speakers Sheikh Omar, Ustaz Safi, Sister Samar, Brother Zuhair, Brother Azim, and Sheikh Shahid, hosted by Brother Hassan, from 11 p.m. till 2 a.m., inshallah. For complete details of our online programs and Zoom links, please visit ramadan.iasslcmasjid.org. Brother Ahmed, whenever you're ready, inshallah.
جزاكم الله خير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. All praise and thanks are due to Allah سبحانه وتعالى. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. How's your fast, everybody? I ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to accept your fast. I ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to accept your prayer, and I ask Allah سبحانه وتعالى to accept your recitation of the Quran. Say Ameen, everybody. Today we have with us a wonderful hero. You know, we might know him from movies, and I'm sure if you want to raise your hand, if I would ask you, did anybody here watch Pirates of the Caribbean? Did you guys watch it? I'm sure many of you watched it. Our hero of today is a villain in the movie. How sad is that, right? He's a villain. He's not a hero as we think of him, you know. But through real life, through history, we definitely know that he is a great hero of Islam, a great hero of Muslims, and not just that, he's a great hero of humanity. He saved humanity too. He did not save only Muslims, he saved people from other faiths too. Today we're gonna talk about the fictional character that we all watch in Pirates of the Caribbean, Captain Barbossa. That's what they call him in the movie, you know, but we know him of his real name, Khusruf. Khusruf bin Ya'qub. That's his real name. But he had another nickname. People, they called him Khayruddin Barbarossa. And we will find out why people call him Khayruddin Barbarossa. Khayruddin is like the best to Islam, the best to the deen. And Barbarossa, it's the Italian word, actually. The Italians at that time called him that, you know. Who remembers from the movie that Captain Barbossa had a red beard, you know? And our Khayruddin Barbarossa, our hero of the day, also had a red beard. That's why the Italians, they called him at that time Barbarossa. Barbarossa, or when they, you know, put it in a movie, they called him Barbossa, means the red beard. He had a long red beard. And if you Google him, if you search him, you see his long red beard also. He wasn't a villain, you know, but also in the movie, they showed him as somebody who actually will sail so fast, you know, because we know in the first movie of Pirates of the Caribbean that he died, and then he came and back to life in the second one, and then later on he was a ghost. That's when he go through the water in his like amazing ship. And we might think, you know, that's too much, but actually in real life he was somebody who would sail with, you know, finesse. Basically somebody who was so fast when he sailed, he would sail sometime with less ships and small fleet, so he'll be faster to save people. He'll be faster, you know, to be able to, you know, take care of the business that he is supposed to take care of. As we said, his real name is Khusruf bin Ya'qub. He was born in an island between Greece and Turkey right now. He was born at the time of the Ottoman Empire. He was specifically born on 14 1478, very important date, because during that time, Muslims in the East, specifically in Anatolia and Turkey and East Europe, are rising. But Muslim in West Europe and Spain are declining. And he had to do a lot with the Muslims in Spain, our hero of today. He joined his brother. He had actually three other brothers. They were four sailors, four brothers who are sailors, who are sailors. He joined his older brother, Aruj. His name of his older brother is Aruj, to be a sailor. And not any sailor. They were sailors defending Muslims in the Mediterranean Sea. If you look at the world map, and there is a huge sea, north of Africa and south of Europe. That's what we call the Mediterranean Sea. In specifically in 1512, the Ottoman Empire got a new Sultan by the name of Selim I. Sultan Selim, he heard about Aruj and his brother, Khosrow. So he called them to Istanbul, to where they were at that time, the Ottomans, they ruled from. And he told them something very important. He told them, I received a message from the Muslims of Spain. At that time, specifically in the year 1492, something called the Spanish Inquisition started. What is that? The Crusaders Catholic, they start attacking the Muslims. And the Muslim state or the Muslim in Spain getting weaker and weaker. Until in 1492, the Spanish Inquisition started. It's basically, what is the Spanish Inquisition? I want to spend some time talking about that. Basically, the Catholic Crusaders decided to attack the Muslims. Not just the Muslims, they decided to attack the Muslims and the Jewish of Spain, asking them to leave their religion, not to be Muslim anymore, not to be Jewish anymore, basically to follow Catholicism, to be Catholic. And not just that, they started to have places of torture. If they find out this family reading Quran in the house, they'll go to them, they'll grab them, they'll torture them. If they find out that people are fasting, Muslims are fasting in Ramadan, they'll go and force them to what? To break their fast. They know the Muslims don't drink alcohol or don't eat pork. They will force them to do something like that, you know? And they continued doing that. The Spanish Inquisition actually historically continued until the 1800s. Officially was banned and stopped until the 1800s. And subhanAllah, doesn't that remind you of something? For me, it reminds me of the Muslims in East Turkestan. The Uyghur Muslim, the Chinese Muslims in West China, where they actually put in camps and they're asked to be changed, to their religion to be changed, were asked, you know, not to follow Islam. They were asked to stop fasting in Ramadan and drinking alcohol and eating pork and all the other stuff. And I asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring someone like Khairuddin Barbarossa, who saved the Muslims of Spain, to save the Muslims, inshallah, in East Turkestan, inshallah, and bring them to a place where they can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the best way. So at that time, Sultan Selim, specifically in the year 1515, he brought Khairuddin and his brother Aruj, and he told them about the situation of the Muslims in Spain, and told them, try to save as much as you can Muslim of the Muslims, and not just the Jewish of Spain too, and bring them to the Muslim land, bring them to Istanbul, bring them to Africa, bring them to where a place they can be safe. So Khairuddin Barbarossa, Khosrow, and his brother Aruj, they had only at that time 8 ships. Imagine 8 ships. They sailed from all the way Istanbul all the way to Spain. And they tried to save as much as they can and bring them. Sometime they won't be able to bring them to Istanbul, so they'll take them to Africa. And the closest land to them they could bring them to is Algeria. So they brought a lot of Muslims. Some of the estimation that they kept going back and forth, and it did not take 1 year or 2 years or 3 years or 4 years. It took more than 15 years of this kind of work of saving the Muslims from the Catholic Crusaders to bring them to Muslim land. And also they saved the Jewish of Spain and they took them to Istanbul. There is a neighborhood nowadays, there is a neighborhood in Istanbul called Balat. This neighborhood actually is for the Jewish who were brought from Spain. And actually they live generation after generation now still there in Turkey, in Istanbul until today. So they start saving as much as they can. And the news get to the Sultan Selim, that the Khairuddin and his brother Aruj were saving as much as they can of the Muslims in Spain. And he, subhanAllah, he was very pleased and he made so beautiful dua. He said, oh Allah, please lighten their faces in the day of judgment and this life. Oh Allah, be with them and help them and, you know, defeat their enemies and give them victory in the land and in the sea. And subhanAllah, they continued to save the Muslims until 1518. 1518, the older brother of Khayruddin, Aruj, he was killed in one of the battles. It wasn't even a battle. He was captured by the Crusaders and he fled and he ran away. He was able to escape. And then after that, the Catholic fleet, they would come attack them whenever they see them trying to protect the Muslims. And then he was killed there. Then who became the leader of the fleet at that time? Khayruddin became the leader of the fleet of that time to protect and bring the Muslims from Spain. Until the Muslims, and he brought a lot of Muslims from Spain to Algeria. So the Muslim that he brought wrote a letter to the Sultan. And that was after 1520. Because 1520, we know the Sultan Selim passed away and his son Suleiman the Magnificent, they called him Suleiman the Magnificent, he became the Sultan. They sent a letter to Sultan Suleiman and told him, can you please ask him to be our Amir, to be our governor, to be our leader of Algeria? So then he accepted. Khayruddin Barbarossa then accepted to be the leader of the Muslims in Algeria. And after a while, he continued to save the Muslims in Spain. Actually, some of the historians, tell us that the saving of the Muslim went into the 1530s. So they started in the 1515 and continues the 1530s. Not just that, when they kept continuing saving, you know, the Muslims until the European Catholic, they were fed up and they were upset. So they got a huge naval army. And that was considered the biggest naval army at that time. They got 600 ships, the Catholic Crusaders of Europe, to fight Khayruddin Barbarossa. And Khayruddin Barbarossa, he gathered as much as he can of ships. He only had 120 ships. Some people, they said he had 122 ships at that time. And the two armies or two fleets, they met in a place south of Greece, south of Turkey right now. In a big battle, a battle called Battle of Baruza. And subhanAllah, Khayruddin, he was a sailor, he knew the water, he knew how to fight in the sea. So he was able, within the first 5 hours, to defeat the Crusaders' army. Not just that, to defeat them and to take their ships, and the leaders of the Crusaders' army, they ran to the land, they ran away so they don't get captured by Khayruddin Barbarossa. When the Sultan at that time, who was Sultan Suleiman, heard the news, he was so pleased. So he brought Khayruddin Barbarossa to Istanbul and told him, listen, I know you're the governor of and the Emir and the leader of Algeria, but now I want you to be the leader of the entire Ottoman fleet. I want you I want to give you the option to be the leader of Algeria and at the same time to be here in Istanbul to create the bigger fleet for us, to be able to, you know, prep our naval army and make it stronger. And subhanAllah, he accepted the job and he moved to Istanbul actually, and he had someone else to be the governor and the leader of Algeria at that time. And he built the strongest fleet ever known in the history at that time. Actually, the Mediterranean became almost like a Ottoman lake, Ottoman sea. That actually later on, we found out from the history that the British will pay the Ottoman to protect them because of the fleet that Khayruddin Barbarossa built. Not just that, later on, at the time of George Washington, when the American want to come to make a business, they would ask and pay the Ottomans to protect them in the Mediterranean so no one would attack them because of the fleet that Khayruddin Barbarossa created at that time and built that time. The strength of the Muslim continued, and he was able to save the Muslims for so many years. At the same time, he was able to protect the Muslims in the Mediterranean Sea. And later on, in the year 1546, when he was actually 8 years old, Khayruddin Barbarossa or so, he passed away in Istanbul. And his grave actually now in the neighborhood of Başiktaş in Istanbul right now. And it's a museum, it's a naval museum of the Ottoman naval. You can see all the ships or picture of the ships and all the stuff that they have done, the Ottoman and the Muslims at that time. And it will tell you the stories how Khayruddin Barbarossa and his brother Aruj, they saved the Muslims and the Jewish of Spain, and they moved them to safer land and better land. Now we have a clear idea, or we have better idea, and we know that Khayruddin Barbarossa or Captain Barbarossa was not a villain, wasn't a bad man. But yes, he was a man with a red beard, a long red beard, but he wasn't a bad man. Actually, he was a hero who saved a lot of lives from being killed. He saved the freedom of religion for many people, not just Muslim, but also Jewish. Thank you so much for listening. I hope now you can research more about him. There's so many stories about him, And some of his battles actually are detailed, written down, because himself, Khalid-Din Barbarossa, he wrote down his own autobiography. He wrote down what happened to him. He wrote down the stories that happened to him. You can find it online, translated to so many languages, and I hope you benefit from that. Thank you so much, and Jazakumullah khair. Now, inshallah, we will, if you have any questions, please make sure you raise your hand. I can see your hand. Is there a question? Somebody raised their hands. Okay, so inshallah, if no more questions, inshallah, we will end with dua, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. We'll put our hands together, inshallah, to end with dua. اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا اللهم تقبل منا صيامنا وقيامنا وركوعنا وسجودنا وقراءتنا للقرآن وصالح أعمالنا اللهم تب علينا اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأزواجنا ولذرياتنا ولأهلنا ولأصحابنا ولطلبتنا ولمعلمينا ولمن أوصانا واستوصانا بدعاء الخير ولمن له حق علينا يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث اصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين اللهم ارفع عنا البلاء اللهم ارفع عنا البلاء اللهم ارفع عنا البلاء اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجذام وسيء الأسقام اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجذام وسيء الأسقام اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من البرص والجنون والجذام وسيء الأسقام اللهم تب علينا واغفر لنا وارحمنا اللهم اجعلنا من المغفورين في رمضان اللهم اعتق رقابنا من النار في رمضان سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين وصل اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم جزاكم الله خير. We'll see you Thursday, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.